It's Eagle in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
I keep seeing these things all over Instagram. Khloe Kardashian, all the Kardashians specifically are sporting them. They're waist trainers. And now you see them everywhere. If you go to Walmart, they're in right in Milford. They're in the line. You know where you check out, they have all this like Asina on TV line.
Oh, yeah.
They're in there as well.
I've never seen these things.
Yeah, and you look at them and you're like, it just looks like a corset. I don't really understand how it works. But everybody's, you know, swears by them. All these celebrities swear by them. Mm-hmm. But it just came out that the waist trainers are actually really bad for you. They say that they squeeze your organs. I don't know anything about waist training, let's say. But we have a friend, listener friend of the show, Katie Callahan. Kiel, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we were just talking to her off the air, and if you don't know Katie, just everything, I just feel like you're a really upbeat person, that you're the kind of person, like you're a glass half full, or like you would say, like, it doesn't matter if it's half empty, because it can be refilled. Like, I feel like you have a lot of good sayings like that.
That's right. Life's too short to not be that way.
And it's so funny, because I'm friends with you on Facebook, and you put up a picture of, like, celery or something, and it got 400 likes. I'm like, this lady's ridiculous. But you also do some personal training, right?
That's right, yes.
Do you know anything about these waist trainers?
My first immediate answer is don't do it. It's so much easier to just go to the gym for an hour instead of wear a contraption for 8 hours a day that claims to shrink your waist. It can cause internal damage to your organs. It squeezes your stomach together, which of course looks great from a distance, but what it's doing inside, it's pushing your lungs tighter together, which causes constricted breathing, which we all know if you don't let your lungs do what they're supposed to do and let you breathe fully, you know, stuff like pneumonia can set in. You can squeeze your intestinal cavity together, causing IBS and heartburn.
Is that what it's supposed to do? It just squeezes you into a specific shape? Because it's not really, it's not like you are... It's not giving you muscles or anything. It's just squeezing you into a shape.
Exactly. I mean, it's easier to just go buy a pair of Spanx for the night if you want to look good in an outfit instead of wearing this for a day. Or they want you, of course, wear it every day.
They used to do this as like torture. They used to write like bind women's feet in China.
Exactly. And they ditched that years ago along with corsets. So I don't know why this is coming back. The most effective weight training happens in the gym and the kitchen.
I always see that, and I get so disappointed. It's like abs start in the kitchen. I'm like, damn it.
Yeah. There was something else you was talking about the other day. What was that thing, the booty thing? What was that?
Oh, I want to know, right, because I'm a fan of Kate Hudson, and she had this thing on her Instagram, and I'm immediately skeptical because celebrities always get paid for these endorsements. Like, whenever you see a specific item on it, it's a paid endorsement.
Yeah.
But she had this booty belt, and then Petch and I watched the video. You can see it up on our Facebook page. It's this.
She's already laughing already.
Did you see the video? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I laughed at it too.
Does that work? Is that for real? Because I almost got suckered into, I'm like, I got Amazon Prime. I could buy this. It could be in my house in 2 days.
Well, it's worth a try, but I would always just say squats with some weights would probably be the same thing.
And the one thing I said to Amy, if you watch the video closely, because they're showing all these ladies and they're all in shape, and like, and you look at their arms, they're all like really tight. Yeah. They don't touch this thing. They're in the gym all the time.
Show me a fatty. Show me a fatty who wore that and has the tightest butt ever. That's what I want to see. Then I'll believe it.
Yeah, because you don't see that at all. You really don't. And the thing is, and you know, regardless of anything else, and you know this, like, and with all these fad diets
there's no quick fix, right?
Absolutely not.
Lean and green is just that's the way to go, isn't it?
Yeah. And when I put my clients' results up, pictures, my little notification thing goes crazy. We went in, what's the answer? And I'm like, there's no pill, there's no drop. You don't wrap yourself in plastic. It's hard work. You have to eat clean, and you got to put the time in and do the exercise.
And it's literally just those two things, really, isn't it?
There you go.
It's tried and true. It works. You just have to wrap your mind around it and do it.
Well, thanks for ruining our weekend, Katie.
I know. I love you.
No beer and pizza for me this weekend now. Because I'm going to be thinking about that and that booty stretching thing.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's not a booty stretcher. That's a different kind of weekend patch. Good Lord. All right, Katie, well, thank you for joining us this morning. You can follow her on Facebook, Katie Callahan Kiel. Like her pictures of celery, whatever, all the other
people
uplifting.
That do it.
Yeah, all the other uplifting quotes from her. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Have a great day.